You're listening to BBC Learning English.
She sells seashells on the seashore and the shell...
Wang Fei, it's time to do the recording.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
大家好,我是王菲,欢迎收听本周的你问我答节目。
And I'm Finn. Wang Fei, what were you saying just now? She sells what? She sells seashells.
Oh, on the... I was just practicing my English pronunciation. I used to have a problem with the sound and the sh sound.
Ah, interesting. Well, today's question from our listener is about the sounds sh and zh.
Hello, my name is Hope. I'm from Guangxi. I think I have problems with the sounds sh, zh. Can you help me? When I say it's my pleasure, native English speakers always correct my pronunciation of zh. Thank you very much.
我们的听友 Hope 觉得自己的两个发音 sh 和 zh 不够准确，他想知道如何发好这两个音。他特别对 "It's my pleasure" 这个句子感到头疼。
Indeed, the zh sound is a difficult sound for some Chinese learners, isn't it?
Sure. I heard some learners say "It's my pleasure" as "It's my plera."
Plera.
So what's the problem there?
I see. Well, what they did was they pronounced zh as r. Now, the problem is that you should raise your tongue up a bit to a position close to the roof of the mouth.
我知道了。原来他们把 zh 发成了 r. Finn 解释说呢，这是因为他们的舌头没有抬起来。舌头应该提高到快接触到口腔上颚的位置。下面 Finn 来读正确的发音，我读呢错误的发音。你们注意听一下他们之间的区别。
It's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
I usually wear casual clothes.
I usually wear casual clothes. 希望你们听出区别来了。另外呢，我还听到有些中国学习者会把It's my pleasure, 读成了 It's my pleasure.
Yes, so they pronounced zh as z. Yeah, so the problem here is that they didn't raise their tongues up and didn't stick out their lips either.
Finn 解释说呢，这是因为他们的舌头没有抬起来，另外呢，嘴唇也没有往前突出。下面 Finn 来读正确的发音，我读错误的发音，你们注意听一下区别。
It's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
It's a good measure.
It's a good measure. 希望你能够听出正确和错误的发音之间的区别。那我们来说一说另外一个发音 sh.
Sh and zh are indeed two sounds that puzzle many English learners.One is a voiced, and one is an unvoiced consonant.
Finn 说 sh and zh 是一对清浊辅音，也就是说它们的发音部位是一样的，但是清辅音，也就是 unvoiced sound, 在发音的时候声带是不振动的，而浊辅音 voiced sound, 在发音的时候呢声带则是振动的。
Wang Fei, what problem did you have before with the sh sound?
I pronounced it like this. Seashells, seashells.
I see. Seashells, seashells. The problem is that you didn't raise your tongue up towards the roof of your mouth.
对，是的。Finn 说的非常对。我以前没有发好 sh 这个音，就是因为舌位不够高。发这个音的时候呢，舌尖要往后移，舌头应该提高到快接触到口腔上颚的位置。
And your lips should go forwards, not backwards.
并且你的嘴唇要往前突出一点，而不是往后。
Ready?
Okay.
Shh, 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 shh. Very clear. Now, how about this? She sells seashells...On the seashore.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
Now, when you're reading this sentence, you should feel your tongue going up and down in your mouth.
对，在做这个练习的时候呢，你能感觉到舌头在口腔里是上下移动的。
Now, let's quickly go over the key elements of pronouncing sh and zh well. First, the tip of your tongue should go backwards a bit. Then raise your tongue up to almost touch the roof of your mouth and stick your lips out.
也就是说呢，要有三个步骤。首先呢，舌尖要往后移一点，然后舌头抬起靠近口腔上颚的位置。最后呢，嘴唇还要往前突出。
Ready?
Yes.
Shh.
Shh.
Zh.
Zh.
Shh.
Zh.
Zh. Very good.
Thank you, Finn.
It's my pleasure.
Pleasure,
Wang Fei. Shall we finish
the program now? The program, yes. 听众朋友，如果你也有发音或者语法方面的问题，请给我们发电子邮件。如果你把你的录音发送给我们，您就会有机会得到 BBC 英语教学专家的指导。
We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.